It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's an important day and most likely a sobering one for Penn State. Former FBI Director Louis Freeh releases his report on a 7-month investigation into how the university dealt with shocking allegations of sexual abuse by Jerry Sandusky. Sandusky was the revered former defensive coach for the Penn State football team. He was found guilty last month of 45 counts of child sexual abuse. When the Freeh report is released online later this morning, it's expected to answer tough questions about who knew what at the university and in the community about Sandusky's years of pedophilia. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Renee.
And tell us what this investigation was trying to unearth. I mean, beyond what we already seem to know.
Well, in general terms, what happened, if anything, at Penn State that allowed Jerry Sandusky to do what he did over many years? And if there are significant problems revealed, how can they be fixed? Was there an active cover-up or cover-ups by administrators and other school officials and members of the football program who knew about Sandusky's activities? There's also a lot of anger still about how legendary head football coach Joe Paterno was fired quickly and how he never got to really tell what he knew. He died in January of lung cancer. It's a fair bet the investigation delved deeply into what he knew and when. Many say this could be a big day for Paterno's legacy.
Well, in fact, in recent days, Joe Paterno's legacy has taken a big hit because of some of the information that is leaked out of the Freeh report.
Yeah, emails about the 2001 incident in which assistant football coach Mike McQuarrie, then a graduate assistant, said he witnessed Sandusky assaulting a boy in the football facility showers. The emails indicate Paterno was pushing to handle the incident internally rather than going to authorities. Now, Paterno's family responded this week in a statement that says these were select emails intended to smear Joe Paterno and other former Penn State officials. And the statement goes on to say, and I quote, "The media spin that this is proof of some sort of cover-up is completely false. When the facts come out, it will be clear that Joe Paterno never gave any instructions to protect Sandusky or limit any investigation of his actions." And hopefully today's report will shed light on that.
We even heard from Paterno yesterday in a way. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the family, which seems to have been going on the offensive in the last few days, released what was intended as an op-ed piece by Paterno written less than a month before he died. In it, he vigorously defended the football program and the university, and he was angered by Penn State officials decrying the influence of football and by people saying Penn State was going to start focusing on integrity in athletics. Those statements, he wrote, are simply unsupported by the 5 decades of evidence to the contrary, meaning the years that cover his tenure as a coach.
And Tom, what is expected to come out in today's report?
Many things by many people. A group called Penn Staters for Responsible Stewardship came out with a nearly 100-point checklist of issues it wants the Freeh report to cover. Lawyers for the abuse victims are reading the report with potential civil lawsuits in mind. And the Patriot News out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which was really out in front of the media coverage on the scandal, writes, "Many of us need the Freeh report to be a cathartic experience, connecting the dots that will help Penn State Nation really deal with its anger and confusion and sadness in a proper way."
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll be checking back with you after the report is released. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.